They won Eurovision for us back in 1981. Cheryl Baker, Mike Nolan and Jay Aston, original members of the group, are bringing back the Bucks on tour, along with a new boy, along with Bobby McVeigh. Well, the Paradise Regained tour comes to the Orchard Theatre on the 6th of April. And I'm delighted to say that Cheryl Baker joins me on the line on Miskin Radio right now. Good morning, Cheryl. How are you?
Good morning, Nick. I'm great. I'm good. We're just rehearsing for the tour, so
it starts
this week or next week. So
I wondered, because is there a lot of work going into this show?
Oh, it's because we're doing the whole show. We're doing the first half and the second half. We don't have a support act, so we're doing more than we normally do, and we're doing some early album tracks and some singles that we haven't done for ages. They'll have all the hits. I mean, you know, you just played Land of Make Believe, and that was our biggest selling single. It sold a million in the UK alone. Apart from Camera, Making Your Mind Up and Land of Make Believe, there'll be, you know, a piece of the action, Run for Your Life, If You Can't Stand the Heat, Now the Days Are Gone, When We Were Young, all the top 10s and top 20s. So, and a little bit more on top of it. So, and it always finishes, our show always finishes with a big sort of party atmosphere. Let's rehearse in Run for Your Life.
That's a kind of window into what's going on at the moment, isn't it? That blast of noise. who's there with you at the moment?
There's just four of us. We're just going over the routines. This is yesterday and today is routines day, so we're in a mirrored studio so that we can see that we're doing everything right. That's the whole thing with this. It was a very visual act, wasn't it? It wasn't just the vocals.
Very much so. I remember the videos.
Yeah, well, exactly. So if people come to see the show at the Orchard, they'll get all the vocal harmonies that, you know, that we always used to do, and they'll get the visuals because with all the routines, and we'll have lots of costume changes, a great lighting show, back projection. So I think it'll be a good fun show.
It's just, I think, 9 days, I've been saying, until the tour kicks off. I think 12 days till Dartford. Are you ready? Do you feel ready for this? Do you ever feel ready for a big tour?
Isn't that funny? You said, are you ready? And they've just started rehearsing a song that we did called Are You Ready? yes, actually. I mean, we videoed yesterday, and already, I would say, if tonight was the first show, we'd be nervous. Because there'd still be a little bit of tidying up to do. But, yeah, we are ready. We've got costumes coming in, you know, by the bucket load.
There's a lot of excitement and anticipation that's coming across in your voice. Do you remember still how it was when the group first got together and the lead-up to Eurovision all those years back?
Yeah, of course. Of course I do, yeah. I'm not that old. I'm not that old.
Neither am I.
I remember it vividly, and it was... So exciting. It was such an exciting time, but it was a time of anticipation, because we didn't really know what the outcome was going to be, you know, and here I am 34 years on, still touring, still getting my skirt ripped off and talking to people like you about promoting the tour and things. So I wouldn't have dreamt all those years ago that I would have still been doing it now, but it gives me the biggest thrill, I've got to say, Nick. It really does.
That's good to hear. And it sounds a pretty full-on tour, I think. Is it 70 dates you're playing?
Well, it's 32 in the UK, but we're doing a lot of festivals as well up and down the country. We're doing Rochester Castle on the 17th of July. So if anyone can't make Dartford, then get up to Rochester and we'll be there with Billy Ocean. And as I say, the festivals are all around the country throughout the year. And then hopefully, it's still in negotiation, but hopefully Europe will be October, November time, and Australia will be February, March next year. So, you know, there's life in the old dogs yet.
I'm glad to hear it. And I think I'm right in saying that this is the first tour you've done of this scale for quite some time. I know you've been playing festivals and other one-off special shows. Is it very different to be playing your own tour rather than just being part of a festival or a one-off special?
Oh, yeah, it's just different. But I do like the festivals, because you just go on and you do half an hour and you're off, and you get to see all the other 80s acts. You know, you get Nick Haywood and Kim Wilde and, you know, UB40 and Level 42. And it's lovely to see them all, because you just catch up on the old days. But this is more special. You know, the tour is more special because people are just coming to see you. And so you can be more extravagant with your tracks. You can do the hits or the... the maybe the songs that were in the top 20 rather than the top 10, Peter the Action, Run for Your Life, Talking in Your Sleep, all these songs that were hits for us and sold hundreds of thousands, but we don't do in the festival shows. We just do sort of the top 10 ones in the festival. So you can do a few album tracks and... Like they're singing a song called Another Night now, I can hear in the background. And that won the Yamaha Song Festival Best Song Award for us in Japan. So we can add a little bit of extra nostalgia rather than just the top hits.
Talking about this tour coming up, I'm just thinking on stage it's going to be yourself, it's going to be Mike Nolan, it's Jay Aston. But you've got a new boy in the lineup, haven't you? You've got someone's come in to make it back to a foursome. Who's joining
you? Yeah, and coincidentally his name's Bobby, which of course was the name of the original fourth person in Buxbees. He's Bobby McVeigh and he's a really old friend of his. I mean, he did the Eurovision for the UK in 1983 with a song called Never Giving Up, and the band were called Sweet Dreams. And in that band, by the way, was Carrie Gray, you know, the vocal coach with the red hair that sticks out. She was in that band as well. We saw Bobby lots back in those days and used to socialise with him. And we asked him 7 years ago or 8 years ago to be a part of our group, but he was just moving to Italy, which he did, and he lives in Italy now. But he rang Mike up about 6 months ago and said, Mike, I really miss performing. You know, if you still want me, I'm here. So here he is. His poor wife, Lucy, is on her own in Italy and he's performing with us.
That's the demanding thing about being on tour, surely, isn't it? That it does take you away from friends, family, from home life. It's a different life on the tour.
Well, that's why in 93, December 93, I left the band because I was pregnant and you can't have young babies and children and be on the road at the same time, in my opinion. I think you need some stability for the kids. And so all those years on, my girls will be 21 this year, so I think they're just so thrilled to think that mum's getting a career that I loved so much back again. You know, I did the TV presenting and, you know, the theatre stuff, but that's like a proper job. That's what I do for a wage. This is what I do for love.
Do they come and see some of your shows, your children?
Yeah, they even sang with us. We did the Palladium in 2011 because it was the 30th anniversary of winning Eurovision. And Kyla and Natalie, they're really good singers, were two of our three backing singers. So that was pretty exciting. And when we first started and the lights went up and the cheer went up in the audience, my girls were shocked because they'd never seen that before. You know, they'd never seen the reaction of a Buxbees audience. So it was a pretty special night.
It's quite something to remember. You talk about the TV that you did. I'm thinking about the music, the videos. If you're back to family life, I guess for a while that is invisible to your children. And suddenly this world opens up that, hang on, mum's actually a fabulously big star here.
When my girls were like preschool, up to the age of 4 and a half, they just knew me as Rita Stroud, which is my real name. I was on TV at the time in Record Breakers and Eggs and Baker and all these different things, and they thought that was quite normal. They probably thought that everybody's mum was on telly because it wasn't unusual to them. They never sat and watched me. It wasn't a big deal. It was just part of their life. Then they went to school, and they came home one day and they said, "You lied to us. We know your real name is Cheryl Baker." And I went, no, it's not. It's the other way around. And then I had to explain to them, because up to then, I'd just been their mum, who happened to be on telly, but isn't everyone sort of thing, you know. And the realisation when they went to school that, no, not everybody is the same. Yeah, it was a bit of a shock for them. But I think they're very proud of me and what I've done.
And
slightly embarrassed as well.
Well, that's the role of a child, isn't it? I think my daughter's probably embarrassed about the little things that I do on the radio.
Well, I must tell you, Natalie, she cried when the first time she saw Making Your Mind Up because Mike ripped my skirt off and she thought that it upset me. You know, how can you take your skirt off? And she was crying.
those are fabulous stories. Do you still watch Eurovision now? Will you be watching Eurovision this year?
I love Eurovision. I love it. I think it's the greatest musical extravaganza of the year. I know the voting is political and I know that, you know, we've done so badly in the past, but the actual show, if you disregard the voting, the show is phenomenal. you know, the lighting effects and the huge arenas they do it in and all the fantastic special effects and things. I think it's better, bigger and better than it's ever been. And I think every year the country who does it tries to do it better than the year before. And that's why it's grown in stature over the years. You look back at when we won and it was, you know, a little theatre or a little studio, I can't remember what now, and a couple of risers on the floor and a little green light and a little yellow light, and it was pretty poor in comparison to how it is now. And actually on the 23rd of May, hopefully we're going to be in Vienna, we're not sure yet, but if we're not in Vienna, where the competition's happening, then I'll sit in front of the telly and watch it.
I always find it an excuse to get some friends around and have something nice to eat and a few drinks, and we might laugh at a few bits, but we enjoy it as well. It's an occasion. It's an event.
That's the thing. I think that's the way to look at it. It's just a bit of fun, a bit of frivolous fun. You know, it's not going to win wars, and it doesn't really matter. That's how we have to think of it. And if we agree with the voting or not, the show itself is still great.
Have you heard our entry this year? It's Electro Velvet.
Yeah,
isn't
I like it. It's really grown on me. Really grown on me. When I first heard it, I wasn't too sure. I wasn't sure if I liked the guy's voice. And the girl's from Kent, isn't she?
She's not
far from you, anyway.
I should know.
Far from you.
I should. Bianca is her name, but I don't know where she's from. I should find that out.
Yeah, no, she's not far from Dartford, so she's very local. And I think her voice is great. She looks right. I wasn't sure about the guy. But the more I hear it, and I do hear it a lot on the radio, and I've seen the video a few times, it's really grown on me. So I think that we have a much better chance this year than previous years.
You reckon we might win?
Well, you never know, do you, with the voting. It's a funny old thing. It depends. If you get a Lordy with, you know, that Finnish group with the war or the mask, you just don't know. You just don't know how the vote's going to go. But, you know, it would be amazing if we won. Not sure how confident I am, but I do think that we'll come at least midway this year rather than nil point.
I've got my fingers crossed. I hope we're going to do well.
Yeah, now, yes, we all have.
It's not long then until your tour kicks off. Blackpool's the first venue in 9 days' time. Then you've got Guildford and Lincoln. Have you been to Dartford before? Dartford's on the 6th of April, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I've been to Dartford. I did Dartford with Happy Days last year, the Happy Days musical.
Oh, fantastic.
I was playing Mrs. Cunningham, but I don't think we've played Dartford before. Not that I can remember anyway, maybe we have. But it's my local one. I live in Kent, so in fact, we all live in Kent. Jay's in Tatsfield, near sort of Biggin Hillway. Mike's in Broadstairs. Bobby's staying at mine at the moment because, you know, his home is Italy. And I'm just down 7 Mile Lane, so I'm not far at all from Dartford. So,
so you actually get to look forward to it. You get to spend a night in your own bed as well for that part of the tour.
That's the part about touring that's a shame. You know, when sometimes it's nice to be away and you can go to the bar and reminisce and have a few drinks and bag of crisps and have a laugh. But actually, there's nothing nicer than getting home and sleeping in your own bed. So, yes, I certainly will do that in Dartford. The trouble is, there's a lot of friends and family going to Dartford, so there might be a bit of a do afterwards anyway.
Oh, well, there ought to be, I think. Are there still tickets available for the Dartford show?
Yeah, I'm sure there are.
I have the box office details here. It's orchardtheatre.co.uk, or you can give them a ring, 01322 220000, and I'll put those numbers up on our Facebook page as well. You've got a website as well, haven't you, Cheryl? It's formerly of
Box
Fizz.
Our website is just changing as well. In the next few days, we'll go live with a brand new website. But at the moment, it's formerly of bucksfizz.co.uk. And we've got Facebook pages, and it's all as formerly of bucksfizz.
Well, I'll make sure that those details are on our Facebook page as well. So anyone listening that hasn't been noting that down with a pen and paper, we've got technology. We'll put it online, put it on Facebook. Cheryl, I hope the show is a fantastic success. I'm so looking forward to you coming to Dartford. Thanks very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you. Thank you, Nick.
And best wishes to all of you there.
Thank you very much. I shall pass that on.
It is Miskin Radio. It is Wednesday morning. Big, big thank you to Cheryl Baker. And check out that tour, 6th of April, Orchard Theatre in Dartford. If you'd like to buy a ticket or find out more, orchardtheatre.co.uk, or you can call the box office. I'll put the numbers online.